Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us. I call this meeting of the House Community Regional Affairs Committee to now come to order at 8:04 a.m. Tuesday, February 14th, 2023 in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Vice Chair McCabe, Rep. McKay, Representative Putkatuk, Representative Himshute, Representative Mears, and myself, Representative McCormick, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Sophia Tenney, the House CRNRA Secretary for Records, and Amanda Kraft from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. Today we have one item on the agenda, fiscal notes for House Bill 22 by Representative Josephson. I understand for the purposes of today, we're going to be discussing very briefly the fiscal notes for HB 22. When we moved HB 22 out of this committee, we did so without the fiscal notes, and therefore we need to have that for that to move out of this committee. If anyone has any questions this morning, I believe we have Ken Truitt and Mindy Watt to answer any questions that you might have. I do want to say, though, for the sake of time, we'd like to do this as quickly as possible, as we do have Subcommittee Finance scheduled today as well. So if there are no questions regarding the fiscal notes, I would entertain a motion to move the fiscal notes.
Mr. Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that fiscal notes 1 and 2 be moved from the committee and attached to House Bill 22, which is Work Order 33-LS0259/alpha, which was previously reported from committee.
Is there any objection?
I think I'll go ahead and object or
object
for the purpose of discussion.
Representative McKay, would you like to speak to your objection?
Well, I'm probably a no vote on this because we just got these fiscal notes and haven't had a chance to review them. I'm also concerned about our state spending levels are not supported by the amount of revenue that we're bringing in. We're borrowing approximately half our budget from the Permanent Fund Earnings Reserve and other savings accounts to pay for the current level of government. So we're looking at increasing state spending even further with this measure. I'm also concerned that it sets a precedent for several thousand other state employees to be awarded the same program, which would really expose the state to severe financial burdens. So with that, I'm likely to be a no vote on this measure. Thank you.
Vice Chairman.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I have serious issues with how this piece of legislation has been handled in this committee. As you are aware, Uniform Rule 20 specifies the jurisdiction of all standing committees. And the jurisdiction of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee is the programs and activities of the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development that primarily relate to local government and government's services or functions in the unorganized borough and other matters relating to political subdivisions. Mr. Chairman, I believe that the underlying piece of legislation and therefore these accompanying fiscal notes have been rushed through this committee without proper consideration of the impacts to local governments. We've not had invited testimony from any of the affected local governments from around the state. While we do have resolution from the government or from the Anchorage Assembly, to the best of my recollection, the only representative that has appeared before this committee to discuss impacts was the Mat-Su Borough Mayor, and that was done during public testimony. In my opinion, it would have been more in keeping with our responsibilities as members of this committee to do a little bit more work and invite the affected local governments to come in and discuss this with us. I'm also disappointed that the economic impacts were not more thoroughly discussed. While it is true that the Finance Committee is ultimately responsible for doing a deep dive into the numbers on legislation and figuring out the cost of policy and how to pay for it, the policy we discussed does have fiscal impact, and it is our job to thoroughly analyze that policy and the costs of them. I've been accused of not caring about police and firefighters. That couldn't be further from the truth. My son is a firefighter in the Mat-Su. I was a firefighter in Kodiak. I care deeply, and if there is something that we can do to both attract and keep those professionals that is both affordable and sustainable, then by all means, let's pursue that. The problem, though, Mr. Chairman, is that the figures that I am seeing don't show that to be the case with this bill. We were just presented with an indeterminate fiscal note, and we'll eventually have the numbers that this bill gets to finance for actuarial analysis. I can tell you, though, that the analysis, which was completed last year, shows a cost of approximately $6 million per year to the state. And according to conversations that I've had, the cost will be higher than that due to inflation and the dramatic market fluctuations over the past 12 months. There is also analysis from the Reason Foundation, which I have distributed to all 40 members of this body. According to their analysis of the bill, costs could be upwards of $800 million in the coming decades. So, Mr. Chairman, I think we could just have done a better job of thoughtfully considering this piece of legislation and its impacts to Alaskan communities. I'm all for moving legislation. I'm not for moving legislation fast or without full knowledge of what we're doing and what we are creating for the employers, which are the small cities that might not have any industry in them. I know of one city in my district, frankly, or just outside of my district, that is considering or has considered putting their fire department in a 501c3 status. To me, and so we're going to operate a firefighter or fire department now on a bake sales and donations. That's kind of ridiculous. So, but they are doing that because they can't afford what they already have to pay from the previous, from the defined benefits, and the defined contribution program. So, in the future, I hope that when a bill like this comes to the committee, we will consider taking the time necessary. And so much as I objected, I will remove my objection at this time.
I would like for the record to reflect that at 8.06 a.m. we were joined by Representative Ruffridge. Would the clerk please call the roll? So you maintain your objection, I apologize.
I'll remove my objection.
Okay, thank you.
There's no objection, you have to vote.
Okay. We will now go at ease while members sign the committee report. Fiscal note now moves out of the committee. I will now call the order, I will now call the meeting of the House Community Regional Affairs, now end it at 8:12 a.m. Thank you.